Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grieving is difficult. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, you'll discover what you are experiencing physically and emotionally is normal. Healing is possible. Remember, love always wins. Life will get better. Welcome to episode 120 of the Journey from Grief to Healing podcast. There are days we can't erase from our memory, days that are chiseled in stone. One of those days is coming up for me. In a few weeks, it will be the anniversary day of my wife, Babe's death. I'd like to blow through that day without any thoughts intruding. I know that's not going to happen. We who grieve all have that kind of day. It's there. It's not going to let us go, and it's going to repeat itself each year. The way I'm thinking about it this year, I'm going to make it a day of gratitude for what I experienced living with Babe. I'm not going to let myself go down a dark hole and drink a bottle of sadness. Oh, that would be easy enough for me. But I have a choice, and I choose to be grateful. And at the present moment, I'm a happy guy, and I choose to stay happy. It's only natural to miss the voice, touch, and all the other small things about the one we lost. English poet laureate Alfred Lord Tennyson wrote about missing these precious things in his poem, "Break, Break, Break. On thy cold gray stones, O sea, and I would that my tongue could utter the thoughts that arise in me. Oh, well for the fisherman's boy, that he shouts with his sister at play. Oh, well for the sailor lad, that he sings in his boat on the bay. And the stately ships go on to their haven under the hill. But oh, for the touch of a vanished hand, and the sound of a voice that is still. Break, 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 at the foot of thy craigs, O sea. But the tender grace of a day that is dead will never come back to me." Tennyson is right. Those precious days will never come to us in the same way we experience them. That's part of life. Babe was born and raised in Louisville, Kentucky. When we met, I was in the Army, stationed at Fort Knox. Her grandfather was full of folk wisdom, usually filled to overflowing with colorful language. I share one of his folk sayings with you, but I will tone down the colorful language. He said, "Wish in one hand and poop in the other. Which do you think you'll get first?" There's a lot of truth in that folk wisdom. We can't recapture our days back with the one we lost. What we can do is get creative with the time that we have left on this wonderful planet and decide how we want to use those days. Do we want to use those days in continuous mourning and sadness? That doesn't make sense. It's not healthy. It's hard work doing something new, whether it's work or a new experience. It can be frightening if it's something we haven't attempted to do in years. Writer C.S. Lewis wrote, "Getting over a painful experience is much like crossing monkey bars. You have to let go at some point in order to keep moving forward." No one can tell you how to move forward or in which direction to move forward. That is a free choice you have to make. It's one I have to make. Let's not forfeit our choice by giving that decision to other people. Stand up, be strong, dare to fall flat on your butt and laugh while you're sitting on the floor. Rise up again and again. You may have to start over 100 times, but starting over after each fall is essential if you don't want to waste a day of the days remaining in your life. There's so much each of us can do with a single day. Make your life meaning-filled and meaningful. Get inspired by poet William Ernest Henley's poem, Invictus. It's worth repeating to ourselves every day. Invictus by William Ernest Henley. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears, looms but the honor of the shade. And yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how strait the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. Yes, we are the captains of our soul. Never give up. Never quit. Good things are coming your way. You know it. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience, I want to share your grieving experience with me. Please email me at ray.breese@gmail.com. Have a great day, stay strong, and never quit, never give up.